I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The fact is that we need to see an affirmative commitment that they will not seek a nuclear weapon and they will not seek the tools that would enable them to quickly achieve a nuclear weapon. That is the core goal of the President of the United States, and that's what we've tried to achieve through these negotiations. Again, their nuclear program, such as it is, the enrichment facilities that they had before, they've been destroyed. But the simple question is, do we see a fundamental commitment of will for the Iranians not to develop a nuclear weapon, not just now, not just 2 years from now, but for the long term? We haven't seen that yet. We hope that we will.
That is, of course, Vice President Vance saying we've tried to talk to them. The plan is that they will stop all their efforts to have a nuclear weapon. I had a guest in the first hour. Did you miss the first hour? Shame on you. Well, I know you can't listen all the time. That is exactly why we have the podcast. So if you miss any program, you can go back and pull up the audio at Newstalk STL, any podcast outlet you want, but we prefer you to use us, but that's your choice. And also LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And I'll remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. Now, since I was not here a couple of days last week, we don't have any Rumble live feeds because I wasn't doing my program at that point. And I want to thank Jamie Allman again for filling in a little bit with some of his program. But what we try to do is bring you material information that you might not hear from anywhere else. Because with Larry Connors USA, we bring you news, analysis, commentary, and education. And one of those things is going to come up in just a moment regarding the Caspian Sea and how it might be used as a way for China to get oil from Iran, even with the blockade at the Strait of Hormuz. We now have ships in place, and Trump has said if Iran tries to send any of their fast war boats or ships to hit us, we will knock them out of the water before they get to us. If they try to hit us with any of their missiles, we will take care of them as well. We're shutting it down. This is the only way to put pressure on Iran to make them realize you're not going to get the money you need to continue your reign of terror into funding your terrorists all around the world. I have some friends that are going to Europe next week, and they've been excited about it. And I raised one question which put not just a pause in their remarks, but a little bit of concern and fear. I try to reassure them, I'm not trying to scare you, but be very aware. NATO nations, some you're going to be visiting, England, France, they're not doing a thing to help us. And they might well be the subject of some of the Iranian reaction, as well as some of the Saudi states, United Arab Emirates, Qatar. And later in this hour, we're going to talk about Trump and his plans for a golden dome to protect America, much like we helped Israel create their Iron Dome, where they can shoot down incoming missiles from any location. We'll talk about that. And also, Congress once again trying to push the War Powers Act. He has 60 days under any initial action he takes. That's the basic premise. We're not to that point yet. And I've raised the question, I've yet to get a full answer, that if he suddenly shuts down on day 59, and we cease all activity other than blockading the Hormuz Strait, does that reset the clock for another 60 days? I don't know the answer to that. I do know we have some Democrats and some Republicans who want us to put a halt to it. And the guest I had in the previous hour, a spokesman for the John Birch Society, was questioning, are we really going to get what we want? Do we know what we want? I think we do. I do. What about you? I know I don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon today, tomorrow, or any other time. And I believe he agreed with that as well. There have been talks that now Starmer says Britain will send minesweepers to the Strait of Hormuz eventually. And that's a key phrase, eventually. Trump says, I don't care if Iran wants to return to the talks. If they come back, fine. If they don't, I'm still fine. But if we're seeing Starmer admitting that, you know, maybe we need to start doing something, but right now it's just lip service. They're not doing anything to help us close down the strait. Now, for a period of time, Lloyd's of London was actually closing the strait because they were not going to let any ship go through and maintain their insurance. Do you want to put a $100, $500, $800 million ship into the Strait of Hormuz and know they could be blown out of the water? And China is assisting through a statement that their ships are still coming and going. That's what they're saying. But once we have the blockade fully in effect, no ship will either come or go. Our attitude is everybody comes and goes or nobody. There will be more talks on this. General Jack King.
Good news is I respect all the negotiators there, but our backstop, our number one backstop, who I'm confident they were talking to, is President Trump. And he's not going to take a bad deal here from these guys. So on the table certainly was number one issue. Nuclear. You do not enrich uranium. You give up all the enriched uranium you have. You give that up to us or you give it up to somebody else and we have inspectors there to verify that we're taking it out. And then all of your nuclear facilities that you have, now we've been bombing some of them, understand that, Mark, but all of those nuclear enterprises that you still have, they have to be dismantled and that has to be verified. And then it's got to be not stated in the deal there to us, but certainly on the table, is anytime, anywhere inspections. And why is that? Because you can't trust these guys. Yeah. I mean, they lie and they cheat.
They lie and they cheat. You cannot trust them. And you know who's stepping forward now to offer an aid to give us another base in the region? Stand by. You do not know how big this story is going to get. Are you ready? Do not lose control of your car if you're driving. From Johannesburg, Africa, comes word that one of the countries that's willing to step forward and provide new military bases for us to help keep the Hormuz Strait either closed or shut, whatever the final result is, Somaliland. They're offering a U.S. post in the war-torn Somalia, which happened back in 1991. They're saying you can use us as one of your new ports for shipping, planes, whatever. The Caspian Sea lies between Russia, it's to the south of Russia, and to the north of Iran. It's basically a lake. It's not a sea. It's fed by rivers, the Volga River, the Ural River. But it's not really an ocean. It does have brackish water, more salt than fresh water. But here's the deal. Follow me with this. If Iran decides we will sell to Russia, and Russia's more than willing to buy from them, even though Trump says we'll put a 500% tariff on anybody who does, and then Russia could in turn sell it to China. Get it to China. 90% of the oil that comes through the Hormuz Strait is destined for China. 1/5 of the world's oil production goes through that area. But if that's shut down, would they end up using the Caspian Sea going direct to Russia and then Russia in turn, at a profit, selling it to China. Something to consider. In the meantime, Trump and Xi still have their meeting set March 31st through April the 2nd. And Xi apparently is meeting with the opposition leader in Taiwan in advance. And do you remember Greta Thunberg, who appeared on the scene years ago as a teenager talking about climate control and everybody needs to be worried about getting rid of gas and fossil fuel anyway? Well, once again, she dares make some remarks about Iran, and then an Iranian woman takes her to task.
The president of the United States just said that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And no one is reacting.
So Islamic regime killed 46,000 of my people in 8 and 9 of January, and you didn't think this is important to talk about in your platform. Islamic regime shut down the internet so they cannot send their voice out of Iran, and you didn't think this is important. They break the record of internet blackout in history, and you didn't think this is important. They start arresting anyone who dare write hashtag regime change for Iran, and you didn't think this is important. They start executing teenagers. Last week, they executed 5 teenagers, and you didn't think this is important to talk about in your platform because Islamic regime funding Hamas. That's why. As soon as Donald Trump is talking about my country, the Islamic civilization that we don't want, you start attacking Donald Trump and you think we're stupid and we don't remember your old beef with Donald Trump. You didn't use your platform. You didn't use your voice when we needed you. So keep my country's name out of your filthy, disgusting mouth.
I love that. That's an Iranian woman telling Greta Thunberg, you don't know what you're talking about. When you do, you don't say what you should be talking about. I didn't like the term wipe out your civilization, but that's Trump embellishment and words, and it was not meant to wipe out the Iranian people. He was talking about the Iranian regime controlling Iranians. Most Iranians want to be free. They were in 1979 before they took over our embassy. They were one of the more Western countries in the Middle East. They want to go back to that. Sebastian Gorka, as you well know, with all of his standings and everything he's been doing with Trump and others, he does not suffer fools gladly. But he did agree, regretfully, after he got into it, to do a sit-down interview with a leftist publication, Politico. It did not go well.
If you're a member of Al-Qaeda, you're a terrorist.
How do you know if that they're members of these gangs? What I'm saying
is... You mean the tattoos, MS-13 on our knuckles doesn't, well, that doesn't help it?
Those...
Do you have tattoos of Al-Qaeda?
The tattoo did not say MS-13. I don't want to get into that.
Oh, of course it does. It's just accidents that the four symbols represent the letters MS-13. See, this is why Politico is a joke. This is why you are gutter press and fake news. That those four symbols that just happen to comport with the letters MS and the numbers 13 don't, in this case, represent MS-13. You're sitting here live defending a member of MS-13. That's why I regret coming here, because this isn't journalism. This is protecting those who hate America. Shame on you. We are saving lives. Saving lives. Maryland, how about Maryland fathers compared to Maryland mothers? Like Rachel Marin, mother of 5, raped and murdered and thrown in a ditch. How about Jocelyn Nungare, age 12, raped a mile from her home and thrown in a ditch. It's weird that the priorities shift to defending the member of an FTO, but not the children and the women.
Not the children, but the women. And he's absolutely right. He said, I regret even coming on here because you guys will not listen to rational thinking. You just want to push your leftist agenda. She did not do a very good job of that, did she? Not with Sebastian Gorka. It was a joke in so many ways, but she was defending a member of MS-13. And again, if she really believes that they should be defended, I want the leftists to come forward and say, I will take them into my home. I'll be responsible for them. I have repeated that over and over again. Has any leftist come forward and offered to do that? No, not one. Not one. And they're not going to because they understand the reality of it. But then you get idiots like Democrat Congressman Yahya Paul says, boy, when we get back in power, watch what happens.
And then when we take power, we're going to get the kinds of reforms and dismantle ICE and CBP in the way that I think they should be. And then when we take power, we're going to get the kinds of reforms and dismantle ICE and CBP in the way that I think they should be.
Yeah, I wanted you to hear that. I want you to hear it a second time. When we get back in power, we're going to dismantle ICE and CPB, and they should be, or BP, and they should be what we think they should be. And what you thought they should be is no enforcement of our border. Let every illegal in, unvetted, unchecked. Majority are not going to come in and cause mayhem and chaos, but enough of them are and have, and Americans have died in the process. They're absolutely crazy in so many ways. And you can't argue that point. Oh, you will, and you can. And back to my interview early in the first hour with the representative of the Birch Society, he was still trying to insist, well, we're not sure what Trump's plan is. I know what Trump's plan is. How he gets there, I don't know, but we're not going to allow any more nuclear weapons to be developed in Iran. Now there's a proposal that at least a 20-year moratorium. No, we need a surrender statement from them. By the way, Trump and the Secretary of War, Hegseth, have often used the term, we are locked and loaded. I've had several people say, Larry, they stole your term. No, they didn't steal my term. It wasn't my turn to begin with. The term lock and loaded is often used on a military rifle range, right before one starts shooting. You get the term locked and loaded, and then you get the order to fire. But that's what you need to be. You need to have a gun, a weapon, a rifle, a shotgun, a pistol. You need to have it chambered, and you're locked and loaded. In other words, you are ready for action. Bring it on if that's what you want to do. Coming up, I want to talk about Trump and his view of a golden dome for America. And yes, we're going to talk about where many Christians, including some major Trump allies, are not happy with his post-Sunday evening that appeared to make him appear to be Jesus-like figure. Put me down in that column with some of those folks. That discussion is still to come. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beale to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In the campaign, I promised the American people that I would build a cutting-edge missile defense shield to protect our homeland from the threat of foreign missile attack. And that's what we're doing. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors. And Canada has called us, and they want to be a part of it. So we'll be talking to them. They want to have protection also. So as usual, we help Canada do the best we can. This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space.
Even if they're launched from space. That is Donald Trump talking about the Golden Dome, a planned multi-layer missile defense system covering all of the U.S. It was on January 27 of 2025 that he signed the executive order directing the U.S. Armed Forces to construct an Iron Dome for America, later calling it the Golden Dome, and he wanted it done before the end of his term. And, of course, referring to Israel's short-range Iron Dome system. The Iron Dome system in Israel has proven to be valuable in so many ways. It is an all-weather air defense system designed to intercept short-range rockets, missiles, unmanned aerial vehicles, and there are a lot of those now in play, right? And it uses radar to detect the incoming threats, detects their trajectory, and then turns around and fires an interceptor to destroy them, especially if they're projected to hit populated areas, basically ignoring those that they know are going to hit in open ground and not cause any casualties, unless someone's driving by or walking by. What's the success rate and the capability of the Iron Dome in Israel? As I told you, Larry Connors, USA, you're not going to get just news, analysis, and commentary, but you're going to get education. So do you know how the success rate and capability has been measured with the Iron Dome? Again, operating 24/7, all weather conditions, rain, fog, low clouds, 5,000 plus interceptions. They say the success rate is over 90%. They have a battery detection radar set up, a battle management center, a firing unit, each interceptor missile costing something like $80,000. You got to keep in mind, Iran is surrounded by enemies, and they are often firing without any provocation. It also has a multi-tiered defense system as an inner layer, what they call the David Sling. That's a medium-range weapon. and they have the Arrow systems, long-range ballistic missiles. All of that constitutes the Iron Dome in Israel. Been operational since 2011. If it had not been, and especially in more recent times here with Iran firing into them, Iraq did the same thing, if you recall, sending up basically Scud missiles. They didn't care where they fell. They didn't even have gyros and directional capabilities. They just fired them up and knew they were going to fall somewhere in Israel. So they're not targeting anything that would be considered a military target. And Trump made it clear what we're going to do with the Golden Dome system. This is really hearkening back to President Reagan.
Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built. As you know, we helped Israel with theirs, and it was very successful. And now we have technology that's even far advanced from that. But including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles, all of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is incredible when you think of it. You're shooting bullets out of the air. I'm also pleased to report that the one big, beautiful bill will include $25 billion for the Golden Dome to help construction get underway. That's the initial sort of a down deposit. And we have we're talking about $175 billion total cost of this when it's completed.
Now, this is going to cost, at this point, $150 billion to protect all of America, continental states primarily, but it would include Alaska. It would include Greenland and Canada, and Canada's supposedly going to get on board if they want any protection, which you know they will. And then, of course, we'll have to do something regarding Hawaii as well. The Golden Dome Project, again, goes back to an executive order President Trump signed in 2025. And he's hoping he can have it completed, or at least well underway, by the time he leaves office in his third or fourth term. I'm joking. He's not going to have a third or fourth term. And by the way, we keep hearing that what we're doing now is everything from genocide to breaking rules of engagement, that we are violating Geneva Accords because of what we've been doing in Iran. Iran is the one that's been violating and looking to create genocide. Because, again, they fire into Israel. They don't care if it's a military target or not. It's Israel. They want to take out the Israelis. We've been hitting primary targets and often giving advance notice, like the bridge we took down, and warning that more bridges will be brought down in Iran if they do not agree to the terms eventually, a surrender. War crimes. If you're looking at war crimes, look at what happened with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Well, first of all, you had a war crime when Pearl Harbor hit us in Pearl Harbor. And you had a war crime carried out by Germany all across. But no one declared that and called them out at that point. Oh, they did, but nothing was done about it. But now, based on what we've been doing with Iran, now they're shouting war crimes. But I will remind you, a war crime is if you're wantonly killing innocent civilians. In the fog of war and in the case of war, you're going to have innocent, quote, collateral damage, which you don't like. They are people of whatever make men, women, children, whatever their religion, ethnicity, they're in harm's way. But that's not what we've been doing. And that was never the intent. But if you're going to look at a war crime, you have to go back, and certainly Nagasaki and Hiroshima were, quote, a war crime if you want to look at it in that context. And yet at the same time, it saved who knows how many more American troops, especially after the battles in Okinawa and Iwo Jima, which we reported the other day in our story behind the story. And then you also have the situation that it meant fewer Japanese would die because everything came to an end. Was that a war crime or a way to end the war? It ended with the second bomb. The war ended. There were no more deaths of American and Japanese troops and our civilians. It came to an end. All right, so this thing the other day where Trump was posting that upset a lot of people, where he appeared to be posed as Jesus administering basically either last rites or health to someone who needed it, it did get a lot of backflack. And I know in particular I heard it, and I understand it. Was it saying Jesus is, or rather, Trump was trying to project himself as a Jesus-like figure? I don't see it that way. I didn't like it either way. I didn't like the fact the way it was done. And for many, they say, when he does something like that, he aggravates the Christian voter base. Do you agree with that? Well, we will get into that in more detail coming up in the next hour. And also in the next hour, let's begin by California gubernatorial candidate Katie Porter, who thinks now maybe she has a better chance since Eric Swalwell is out. And then Trump is Jesus, really? And James Carville, who wants to see him suffer.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You might know, and that is where we did a study recently this fall in September, and what it showed is if we don't electrify our transportation sector, that we're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems, and the state could lose four. Get out of my fucking shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot.
Stay out of my shot.
I'm going to start again with electric vehicle saving.
This is kind of a good battle back and forth as California Governor candidate Katie Porter was trying to say, I know who I am and you keep getting in my way. And what we want to do basically is we want to go back and have, we want a world without oil and gas. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, sure you do. She is running, of course, to become the next California governor since Newsom is termed out. And, of course, you have Eric Swalwell, but because of his past alliance with Bang Bang, the Chinese spy, and now 50 former staffers resigning and accusing him of Me Tooism, basically sexually harassing them. And in one case, a report of rape, he insists, I did nothing. I did nothing. It's all made up to destroy me as I'm running for office. And yet it is the same thing that he did against Kavanaugh, and there was never any report or surfaced, I should say, no substantial facts surfaced that would back that up. It's kind of funny and great that we turn around and see Eric Swalwell go through the same thing. But again, this California gubernatorial candidate, Katie Porter, says she would be the one to replace Newsom if people just stay out of her shot and go along what she wants. California Democrats have to realize, even if they're strong Democrats and anti-Trump, Newsom has buried them under an avalanche of illegals, regulations, taxes, and more. Getting out from under that, that's going to be pretty darn tough. And then you get folks like James Carville. And James Carville, I always like having a little fun with because of his accent being from Europe. I said from Europe, I'm sorry, from Louisiana. I apologize to my Cajun friends. I did not mean to say that. But James Carville lately had been talking about, you know, if someone is going to try to kill Trump, then I hope they're really, on one hand, go ahead and try. That's what he's suggesting. You think I'm reading too much into it? Well, I do know that he says, I don't really want him killed. I want him to suffer. Listen.
I want to be clear on this. I do not want that man to die. I want to watch him suffer. And I can't watch a dead person suffer. So I want him to be fully cognizant come November. So when people tell him, I want to be clear on this. I do not want that man to die. I want to watch him suffer. And I can't watch a dead person suffer. So I want him to be fully cognizant come November. So when people tell him.
So is he or is he not encouraging someone to kill him and to harm him enough that he would suffer? Carville has gone way, way out. And there are others that have come forward and started talking about that, you know, maybe Americans hate Trump enough that no one would miss him if he were killed. Really. I don't know that we're to that point. But I do know that there are so many folks right now that are so TDS, Trump deranged syndrome, that they don't mind and they don't care if someone makes an attempt to kill the president of our nation. How do you get to that point? How do you suddenly realize, well, I don't like the man so much that I want him killed. Although, again, James Carville didn't say I wanted him dead. I just want him to suffer. So, for instance, the bullet that hit him at Butler, Pennsylvania, that perhaps if it had hit him in the brain and he was suffering and basically paralyzed and are, quote, a vegetable from that point forward, would that make you happy, James Carville? Is that the kind of stuff you want? All right, so the other thing about that happened over the weekend, and Trump did not try to blame this on some intern going on his True Social. He posted a picture that, according to your interpretation, it's an AI image, and some say it made him appear to be Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not in favor of equating anyone to Jesus Christ, not even Donald Trump. There was only one Jesus Christ, my Savior, your Savior, if only you believe and accept him into your heart. And you can be a Trump deranged syndrome person and still accept Jesus, believe me. He doesn't look at politics. He looks at where your heart is and do you have faith. But here's what Trump told reporters today and acknowledged it. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with the Red Cross, as the Red Cross worker was there, which we support. So he said, I posted it for that reason. And then he added this, and I don't doubt this. Only the fake news could come up with that one. He said, I just heard about that it's supposedly depicting me as Jesus. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. Well, the image got posted late Sunday amid his war of words with Pope Leo. The image does show Trump in what appears to be religious garb with his hand on a sick man's head. And he's surrounded by followers, an American flag, eagles, a Statue of Liberty, and other figures in the sky. And there's light casting out from his hand and the sky as a woman behind the sick man Trump is healing is praying. I can see where people said that was making you look like Jesus in healing. His story is, I was a doctor. I'll let you choose which story you want, but it never should have been posted, period. It did get removed earlier today. They had a lot of fierce backlash, many of Trump's supporters, because they saw it as him portraying Jesus. And even conservative political activist Riley Gaines wrote, "Why? Seriously, I can't understand why he'd post this. Is he looking for a response?" She said, "Either way, two things are true." This is Riley Gaines I'm quoting. "A little humility would serve Trump well." I agree. Her second point, "God shall not be mocked." And again, I agree. A conservative political commentator, Michael Knowles, weighed in by saying, "I assume someone has already told him, but it behooves," I love that word, behooves. I had an English teacher that liked to use it all the time. "Larry, it behooves you to know this." Anyway, he continued, "but it behooves the president, both spiritually and politically, delete the picture, no matter the intent," which he did. And former Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, who is, of course, now out of Congress, wrote, "I'm praying against the post," adding that on Orthodox Easter, President Trump attacked the Pope because the Pope is rightly against Trump's war in Iran. Then I'm going to have to disagree with. What we're doing in Iran is keeping them from having a nuclear weapon. Minimum loss of American lives compared to what could happen. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene added, "Then he posted this picture of himself as if he's replacing Jesus. I completely denounce it, and I'm praying against it." Maybe some of you have the same view, and I would share more your view on that point. There is only one Jesus. Again, Trump was claiming, "I thought it was me as a doctor." That's his statement, and he's sticking to it. But he did take the picture down, which it certainly needed to be. Now, talking about doing ignorant things, which that was, I will agree, that was an ignorant post. Kamala Harris, speaking of idiots, here we go again, right? She's proving her ignorance again. It's worth a listen as she's trying to describe, because you probably don't know what it is, inflation.
"What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?"
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up.
Yeah.
And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
Uh-huh.
And we have to understand what that means.
Uh-huh.
That's about the cost of living going up.
Uh-huh.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Uh-huh.
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously, very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a priority, therefore.
Lord. And the wheels on the bus go round and around and around. I mean, they joke about the woman and her word salad. Well, there's a perfect example of it. I don't know any American who could not understand. I don't know of any fifth grader, much less maybe a third grader, who can say, yeah, the cost of food goes up, it's going to cost us more to pay for it. And we might not buy that particular food or something. In the meantime, there's a report from Axios titled, "Americans Hate Americans." That means all of you hate the 2026 economy. All Americans? That's what it's suggesting. It said the economy has been steadily growing for the past 5 years. It had not been during the Biden administration. And it said inflation is way down from its peak nearly 4 years ago. when Biden was in office. And public opinion about the economy keeps plumbing new depths. Again, this is in Axios publication, left-leaning, left-standing publication. And the big picture, they say, Americans are decisively negative about the economic picture. Despite conventional measures of economic performance remaining reasonably solid. In other words, more manufacturing, more jobs, Granite City opening up a steel mill again. And they referred to a University of Michigan consumer sentiment, saying the survey sentiment was lower than it had ever been in data collected since 1978. And the S&P 500 essentially flat for the year. Unemployment rate 4.3% in March, but inflation, even after the war-induced energy price surge, 3.3% over the past year. Gasoline more expensive, supposedly averaging $4.13 a gallon compared to $3 back in Feb. I want to make it very clear. If you're an American and you do not want Iran to have a nuclear weapon, and I do not want more U.S. boots on the ground directly, I don't want more forces, our forces harmed, but we cannot let them have a nuclear weapon. Get a spine that we saw during World War II with the Greatest Generation dealing with gas and food rationing for the betterment of our nation and the world at that time. If they had not stood up, if they were as weak as we see some Americans today, you would be speaking German or Japanese or both. Check your history. As always, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 8. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.